ओम अभ्यं किम्यामनस्य ज्ञानांजन श्लाघया चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपगदामयं ददाति सकलां भयम्। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपीश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमस्ते। तप्तकांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी प्रभवानुसुते देवी प्रणवामि हरिप्रिये। पंचाकल्पतरुभ्यस्य कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। तद्वाग विसर्ग जनदाग विप्लव जस्मिन् प्रतिश्लोकम अवद्दवत्तपि नामानि अनंतस्त जसं कितानि यत् सिन्नन्ति पायन्ति गिनन्ति सार। The other day we discussed about literature which is very nicely composed from literary point of view or poetic or rhetoric, very nicely, but if there is no description of the absolute truth or the supreme personality of Godhead, that sort of literature is enjoyed by a class of men who are compared with the crows that we have discussed. It is simply wasting time, valuable time in the human life, to divert our attention to such ordinary literature. They are called Grammakatha. In Sanskrit language, it is called Grammakatha. Grammakatha means any book, any poetry or any novel or any drama. There is some hero and heroine, a man or woman, about their loving affairs, tragedy, comedy, like that. Actually, it is Grammakatha, the same thing as we are experiencing daily. Aharanidhavayamantam, this eating, sleeping, making, that's all. What is the value of such literature? What do you gain by that? No, simply mental education. And if it is text literature, then it is very appealing. So, that means it is something like Havisha Krishna was just like if you offer fuel on the fire will burn and it will consume as much as you go on giving fuel. But there is no shanti. The fire will never be extinguished. But actually, what we want, what is the mission of our life, what is the aim of our life? We are hankering after shanti or peace. So that sort of literature will not give us any peace. It will simply agitate the mind. Therefore, those who are paramhansas, those who have understood the essence of this cosmic manifestation, they are not interested in such literature. On the other hand, it is said that tadbhāga viśabda janatāga viplava. Huh. विनाशी पतजादु च भगवत जस प्रधानं वच सिद्धसानी दिस नो Then there may not be any poetic, metaphorical, or analogical, ornamental language, but vinati padachaturja. Padachaturja, pada means composition. In every language, there are rules and regulations for composing poetry or prose, grammatical, rhetorical. So even such knowledge, even without such knowledge, padachaturjam, bhagavad jasa pradhana, just like we chant Hare Krishna. So, we are not training our student anyway about musical science. That you have to chant in this way or that way, you have to dance in this way or that way, without any musical knowledge, without any poetry understanding, even a child can take part in it and he will become immediately absorbed in excess. Why? This is because we are chanting the glories of the Lord. So it does not require any artificial musical knowledge or dancing knowledge. Out of your own ecstasy, in dance, in chant, don't require to study. Just like our playing of mridanga. Nobody has gone to an expert mridanga player to learn. Whatever I play, I sing, I never studied under some expert teacher. But by practice, chanting, it may be melodious, it may be very nice or not, that doesn't matter. We are not concerned about that, whether it is appealing to the people or not. It will happen. There is no doubt about it. But we don't require to divert our attention on this thing. Simply, because there is glorification of the Lord, it will be palliative. Just like Parikshit Maharaj said, bhavoshadhi chotra mano virama kautam sloka gunanu varat virajjati vina pasudha. Parikshit Maharaj, when he was hearing about Bhagavad from Sukadeva Goswami, he expressed his experience. Oh, what is that? Nidhita tarsai rupagiyama. This chanting or understanding of the pastimes of Krishna, uttama sloka gunanuvad. Whatever we are reading in the Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, or we are chanting, the subject matter is glorifying the Lord, who is called Uttama Sloka. Uttama Sloka. Sloka means verse. And Uttama means transcendental or very nice. So whenever we offer some prayer, read some literature, Bhagavad, the verses are composed in very nice words and systematically. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, you'll find every slok, the topmost literary composition, topmost, full of meaning, full of pleasure, in every line you'll find. So, Parikshit Maharaj said that this transcendental vibration, uttama sloka gunanubhav, gunanubhav means glorifying the transcendental quality. When we say that Krishna, God is nirguna, Nirgun means quality. So when we say, that is explained in Bhagavad Gita, Nirguna Guna Bhaktishta is Nirguna, but he is also enjoyer of qualities. What does it mean? That Krishna is not within the material qualities of goodness, passion or ignorance. All his qualities are transcendent, non-different from it. Therefore, he is a glorification of the transcendental qualities can be chanted who are already in the transcendental platform. Others cannot. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj says, Nirbitta Tarsai. Nirbitta means already finished. Completely finished. What is that? Finish and Krishna. Krishna means hankari. One who has finished his material hankari, they can chant these transcendental glorification of the Lord. Others can. Just like in our Sankirtan movement, you are taking so much ecstasy, pleasure. The other will say, oh, what these people are doing? A crazy fellow, they're trancing, dancing, beating some drum. They feel like that. Because they are hankering for material enjoyment is not finished. Actually, this transcendental name of Krishna, God, can be chanted in liberated stage. Therefore, we prescribe while chanting, there are three stages. The offensive stage, liberated stage, and actually on the platform of love of God stage. That is the perfectional stage by chanting. In the beginning, we chant in offensive stage, the 10 kinds of offenses. But that does not mean that we shall not chant. If there are offenses, we shall go on chant. The chanting will help me to get out of all offenses. Of course, we must take care that we may not commit offenses. Therefore, this list of 10 kinds of offenses are given. We should try to avoid. And as soon as it is offense-like chanting, then it is liberated stage. That is liberated stage. And after liberated stage, the chanting will be so pleasing, because that is in the transcendental platform, that actual love of Krishna and God will be realized. But the same thing, the chanting, in the offensive stage is chanting, and the liberated stage is chanting. But in the mature stage, just like Rupa Goswami, he used to say that, what shall I chant with one tongue? And what shall I hear with 2 ears? If millions of ears I had, if millions of tongues I had, then I could chant and hear. Because they are in liberated states. But we should not be dejected for that purpose. We should continue with persevere. So sad the job. Usahat means with enthusiasm. And bhojya, vaidya means persistence, patience. Nishchad. Nishchad means with firm determination. Yes, I have begun chanting. Maybe there are offenses, but if I continue, Krishna will be pleased to place me on the transcendental platform when I shall release. What is this chanting Hare Krishna? That's why Vishwanath Chakravarti has given that the mango in the ripe stage and unripe stage. Unripe stage, it is bitter. But the same mango, when it is fully ripe, it is sweet. It is sweet. We shall have to wait for the stage, and we shall have to be careful that we may not commit offenses. Then we surely shall come. It's like a disease patient. If he follows the regulations given by the physician and takes the medicine, then surely he will be cured. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj said that the chanting is for the persons who are liberated. Actually, chanting can be perfectly done by persons who are already liberated. But those who are not liberated, then he said, bhavoshadi. But it is the medicine of this material entanglement for becoming liberated. That is also, it is also medicine. When we are liberated, we will chant and relish what is actually love of God. That is liberation. But even if we are not liberated, this will act as medicine to become liberated. Saini says, Nidvitta Tarsayir Pogiyamana Bhavosadhi. Those who are chanting, they will be liberated. And another thing is, for the common man who are not serious, Chotra Mano Virama, they will hear and they will enjoy. Oh, it's very nice. Just like Jagai Madhai. Jagai Madhai, they are rogues. Rogues, and Nityananda Nityananda Prabhu delivered them. But when they are rogues, the Vaishnavas were chanting Hare Krishna, and the two bearers, one of them was appreciating. These rascals chant very nicely. They are calling these rascals, but appreciate. So, we get some appreciation from the common man. They also give some contribution. And they call us, and they invite us, because there is appreciation. So the three stages. Actually, chanting is possible in the liberated state. But even if we are not liberated state, it will act as medicine to bring us to the liberated platform. Nidvitta tarse yupagiyamana bhavosadhi chotra mane uhirama. And for the common man, it is very pleasing also. Oh, Hare Krishna. They also sometimes imitate, sometimes join, because it is nice. Just like sometimes when we sleep, some boy greet us, Hare Krishna. They are no interest, but still they are taking interest. It is so nice. You see? So, the three stages, liberated stages, and our apprentice stages and beginning stages. So, Chal Parikshit Maharaj says there are three stages. Bhavo, Sari, Chotama. In three ways, it is so nice, palatable. So, why one should be aloof from this chant? Kautama Sloka Gunano. Who can be aloof from this chanting or hearing about the activities, pastimes of the Uttama Sloka, Supreme Personality of God. Vinaya Pasugna. The only person who is Pasugna. Pasugna means animal killer. A person who is animal killer, he will not be interested. The animal killer, you can analyze the meaning in two ways. Animal killer means not exactly those who are butchers or ordinary man who kills animal and eat, but even a person who does not take care of his self-realization, he is also animal killer. He is killing himself. He is also animal killer. Because this life is meant for self-realization, but he is not taking interest in self-realization, he is taking pleasure only. Nirbandhe Krishna Sambandhe Jitta Vairagyam Uccham, I am killing myself. If I don't take interest in self-realization, and if I glide down again into the cycle of birth and death, then I am killing myself. Suicide. That is our willing killing ourselves, killing. If I know that if I do this, I will be punished like this, and if I still do this, then I am killing myself. So the laws of nature is working. I am under completely under the laws of nature. I may declare independence falsely. That doesn't matter. Nature's work is gone. And what is that? Nature's work. David Jisagunamimamama. Nature is also Krishna's nature. This material nature is Krishna's nature. So, material nature is not bad itself. She is also engaged in service of Krishna. Just like the police force. Police force as the department of government is not bad. It is doing faithfully service to the government. It is bad to me because I am criminal. Otherwise, police force as it is, department is not bad. You think that government is maintaining a nonsense bad department? No. It is serving the government, but it is bad for the criminal. Similarly, this maya, the external energy, the maya, it is bad for those who are godless, who are rascals. For them, maya is. Otherwise, for the body, there is no influence of maya. Devidji Sakunami, Mama Maya Dhrutta, and the Bhagavad Gita is fine. The maya is strong only. It is very difficult to surpass the laws of nature for whom who is not surrendered soul to Krishna. The maya, mami vada prapadvati maya me tankam. If you are not criminal, what business you have got is the police department. Ready? Let the police department remain. You have nothing to do. Neither police department has any jurisdiction to come and disturb you. No. You live peacefully, lawfully, there is no. Similarly, if we do not become Krishna conscious, while you have got this opportunity, this human form of life, you can understand what is Krishna. And if we willfully do not take to this consciousness, then maya will act. Therefore, a person knows that I am committing this sinful activity, I will be arrested by the police and maybe I will be hanged. I will have to give my life. He knows it, but he does it. That means willfully he is killing. He is making suicide. Similarly, if we know that so long we do not become Krishna conscious, the maya will punish me in so many ways. In knowing if I do not take care, that means I am committing suicide. So Chaitanya here, Parikshit Maharaj said, nirvitta tarsai rupavijamana bhavausadi chotamanu vinamana pautama sloka gunanuvara. will not take interest in the matter of understanding Krishna consciousness. Vilapajita. Except persons who are animal killers or committing suicide. Therefore, this verse says that even though there is no any poetic philosophical arrangement or grammatical arrangement, nice words arrangement, if simply there is glorification of the Lord, Hare Krishna. The Hare Krishna, these two words or 16 words or 3 words, it will be appealed. It will appeal to the devotees, to the great souls. But if you organize a great political meeting, they will not go there. Just like in our country, we have seen the Mahatma Gandhi was given the title Mahatma. You can give your any title. Nobody objects. Just like in Bengal we say Kanachalatna Paddalocha. Paddalocha means a very beautiful lotus type. But one mother has got a child who is born blind. Out of her love, she has given the name Paddalocha. Lotus. Is it? So that she can give, because she loves the child, even she is blind, that's her thing. Oh, my boy, my child is Paddalocha. Similarly, this Mahatma, this title you can give to any person you like, but it has a meaning, Mahatma. That meaning, Mahatma, is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Mahatmanasthumam prartha dayi prakitimasita. Mahatma means he is not under the material energy, but he is under the spiritual energy. And what is the symptom that one is under the spiritual energy? That he has no other business except executing Krishna consciousness. That's all. That is the symptom. Mahatmanasthamam prartha dayi prakitimasita bhajanti anandamanas. He has no other business except Krishna. That is Mahatma. That is explained in the Bible. So the people gave a title, this Gandhi, a politician. His business was how to get independence politically. He was given the title Mahatma. So, this Mahatma, when there was meeting, hundreds of thousands of people gathered. But no, actually there are persons in India who are called sadhus, sadhu samad, a great number, a small number. There are 3 million in India still. There is statistics. 3 million persons who are in renounced order of sadhu, they are called sadhu. They do not come. So these 3 million Mahatma, those who are engaged, they may be, some of them may be impersonally, some of them may be engaged, yogis, some of them are devotees, that doesn't matter. Because they are also engaged in understanding the absolute truth. The impersonalists, they are in the beginning stage, but they are not materialists. They are not materialists. They are trying to understand the absolute truth. They cannot accommodate the absolute truth. The supreme can be a person. That is their less interest. But they are engaged in searching out. Similarly, yogis, real yogis, not these fat-reducing yogis, I mean to say. Real yogis. They are concerned with understanding the super soul, Paramatma. Yogis, real yogis, not these fat reducing yogis.
And what you say?
Real yogis. They are concerned with understanding the super soul, Paramatma, and the bodies they are engaged in training the Supreme Personality of God. So, all of them are searching about the devotees, that means they are searching, they have found out the real truth. Ishvara Paramakrishna, the Supreme. So it is a question of degrees of spiritual understanding. So there are 3 million serious sadhus in India. None of them ever attended such Mahatma Gandhi's meeting, neither they invited Mahatma Gandhi. You know, they did not, never recognized. Because what they have got to do with these political affairs. They know this is the business of the crows. The crows will take interest in such meeting. Puna puna charvita charma. What these politicians will do? They simply make plan. That's all. Hitler will make one plan. Mussolini will make one plan. Churchill will make another plan. Your Roosevelt will make another plan. Gandhi will make another. Simply plan-making business, they will never be able to bring any peace and prosperity in the world. That is not possible. Because it is under the grip of Maya. And they do not know. The peace and prosperity means because then you become out of the classes. That secret they do not know. They're simply making plans, that's all. So plan making with all is frustrated. So simply meditation. It has no meaning. Therefore, those who are transcendental say, no, this is crow's meeting. Because sometimes you are not seeing crows meeting, ha, 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 ha. Well, they're passing resolutions. you have seen crows meeting?
Yes.
Huh? They have also meeting, crows meeting. If you kill one cow, you'll see thousands of cows will, crows, thousands of crows will come. And hold their meaning. Oh, one crow is dead by the human being himself. And if the man is detected, this man has killed, this crow will hurt the head of that man. They will come in flocks. Yes. I've seen in India. They sometimes attack. So they have got also their own defensive measure. The crow's meaning. So, they are not interested. You know, all these political affairs or so-called social affairs and resolution, because they know this is not the method of becoming peaceful or prosperous. This is not the method. Without ringinanamitin karanti, without God consciousness, nobody can be helped. Therefore, if we write something, if a devotee writes something about Krishna consciousness, God consciousness, yes, Srimad Bhagavatam says that tad bhāga viśadga janatādha viplāva. Such kind of creative energy which is trying to put something for understanding Krishna consciousness, janatādha viplāva, that brings a revolution to the people who are killing the effect of sinful activities. Janata, agha. Janata means people in general. And agha means sins. That can be by such literature, spreading such literature, Krishna consciousness literature, there will be a revolution in the sinful activities of the people in general. Janata Vipra. විනාපි පොදචාද භගවත් ජස ප්‍රදානං වත පවිත්‍රමිත්‍යාහ තදබාග පවිත්‍රයි. It is so pure. What is called? Disinfectant. The whole world is infected with the Maya's influence. And this Krishna consciousness movement, Hare Krishna mantra, is disinfected. Very sure. Disinfectant. Tadbhāga viskarga janatāga vittava. Bhagavad-dasa pradhāna vata pavittamina tadbhāga. Sacāsu bhāga viskarga vāca priyaga janānam samoha janatā. Tasya abhaṁ viplāvati. Nāsat. Viplāva means it kills. Because disinfectant. For example, we can see. Now, how this Krishna consciousness movement is disinfected, that those who are seriously taken to it, they immediately stop the sinful infections, the four principal regulatory principles, illicit sex life, intoxication, gambling, and misery. How disinfected it is. These four principles increase their sinful activities. All other sinful activities will come, one after another. Stealing, then cheating, then so many other things will come if we follow these four principles. And if we stop these four principles, then the switch is off of committing further sinful activities. You must know that. It is, and how can we maintain by this disinfectant method, chanting, Hare Krishna? Otherwise, simply by theoretical knowledge will not do. It is disinfectant, actually, janatāna vipla. It stops further sinful activities of that person. And if we continue that, well, I have got a disinfectant method, chanting Hare Krishna. Therefore, I can go on committing these four principles of sin. I will be infected. Just like in the Christian church, they go confess. That's all right. Confessing is disinfectant. But how is that? You again do it. What is the meaning? You go to church, confess. That's very nice. Now your sinful activities is neutralized. That's all right. But why you are committing again? What is the answer? What is the possible answer? If I ask any Christian gentleman, that you are committing sinful activities, all right, confessing in the church before Lord Jesus Christ, is the principle of simplicity or God. Your sinful activities are neutralized. Excuse, that's all. But why you are committing again? What will be the answer?
They will confess again.
That means it has become a business. That I commit, that is not the idea. Now at this offensive, you have noted, the offensive is that praise that Namnath Balad Jastahi Papa Buddhi. Anyone who thinks like that because I have got this disinfectant method, so I shall commit sinful activities and I will chant Hare Krishna and it will be neutralized. So that is the greatest thing. So, my manager has supplied morphia preparation to an unlicensed doctor, medical practice. In India, there are many so-called medical practitioners. They are compounders and after, because there is scarcity of medical men. So, there was one compounder. Somehow or other, he took supply of morphia preparation from my manager. But the license was in my name. I'm the proprietor. So I was called by the magistrate. So he asked my explanation, why you have done this. So I gave my explanation that I'm, of course, I'm proprietor. The license is my name. But actually, the business is done by my assistants, manager. So they have done it. In future, I shall be sick. There will be no such mistake. So I was excused. But that does not mean that I shall again do that and again ask excuse because I confess. That does not mean. I never get this. It is a common sense. That the persons who are trying to commit sinful activities on the strength of some spiritual activity, they are the greatest sinners. Nāna bala jasahi pāpud. That is not the law. You can utilize your sinful activities by some spiritual activity, but that does not mean this is called Hustisna. That is also explained. Hustisna. Hustisna means bathing of the elephant. The elephant goes into the reservoir of water, takes bath very nicely, and as soon as come on the land, again takes some dust and throws over the body. So, that sort of purification is not required. Once purified, don't come it again. The Harinam, Hare Krishna mantra has got power to purify. But that does not mean that we shall come it again and purify it. That process is not this Hare Krishna mantra. You have not that, you know, 10 kinds of offenses. In that it is written there that you cannot commit offense on the strength of Hare Krishna mantra. Yes, that's it. So, Tatmāga visattat janatās viplava viplāyati, it vanquishes, it nullifies, it neutralizes. That's a fact. Nāsayati just means vāda-viśarga-avadhā Vāśyara-vadhutapi avasabdādi-yuktopi pratislokam anantasra jasasa ankitāni nāvāni bhavanti. So such kind of Hare Krishna mantra. Sometimes, just like you are chanting, you are the mantras, because it is not your language, so sometimes it appears broken. Just like guru. Sometimes you say guru. Guru means cow, and guru means spiritual master. So, the difference of meaning is vast. Spiritual master is not a cow, or a bull. But sometimes, because it is not your language, but that doesn't matter. Because Bhavagrahi Janardana, Krishna is within you. He knows what he wants to chant. Therefore, he takes the meaning of guru and not guru. Even it is spoken as guru. That doesn't matter. Bhavagrahi Janardana. See, Krishna knows that what you are actually. Just like I know that although you are speaking guru as guru, I don't take offense because I know that your desire is something else. I do not protest. That you are addressing me guru, I am not guru.
Kindly take serious this simple method.
Not a fault. Similarly, it is said that just meaning pratisloko avadhavatyam. If somebody does not know how to spell, how to say, but his idea is there. About the way, because he wants to chant the holy name of the Supreme Lord. Namani, Anantas, Anant. Ananta means the unlimited. His name is being chanted. Namani Anantasya Jasankitani. And his glorificatness is that the effect is Sinanti Gayanti Granti Sada, those who are actually advanced transcendentalists, they will appreciate, oh, how nicely they are doing. How nicely. Although there is broken language of Guru, Mr. Guru, that will be appreciated. But on the other hand, where there is no such intention, very, I'm to say, nice composition, but there's no, just like there are so many poets, they will give you nice ideas, hallucination, and you will be in the poetic idea. I mean, just like our Ginsberg. Ginsberg gives so many poetic ideas. People talk, that's right, speaking. Now he's chanting, of course, Hare Krishna. But in his poetry, there is very rarely you can find about here. So anyway, these things are not appealing to the persons who are really transcendent. But a composition which is, even in broken language, it is meant for glorifying the Supreme Lord, that is appreciated. Sindanti, Gayanti, Grananti. Sindanti means they very attentively hear. Sindanti means hearing. Sindanti, Gayanti also repeats the chanting. Gayanti and Grananti. Grananti means the text also. It is very nice. It is very nice composition. Sindanti, Gayanti. This is the distinction. One side, however nice it may be, poetically, rhetorically, but if there is no glorification of the unlimited Supreme Lord, it is rejected by the unsouth. Just like the pleasure, hunting place for the crows is never accepted by the swans. Similarly, these kinds of literature, now it tries to understand how Narad Muni is chastising his disciple, like Vyasa said, that you have created some literature which will be enjoyed by the crow class men. Let's see. He compiled Vedanta Sutra. Still Narad Muni chastising that your composition will be liked by the crow class men, not the swan class. Actually, you will find so many so-called Vedanta philosophers. The Mahavadis, they are called Vedantis. Vedantism mission here, they are also preaching Vedanta philosophy. They are called Vedanta Charters in Los Angeles. And in New York, there is a Vedanta, what is that? Vedanta Society. But you actually find they are enjoyed by crow classmen. Because they do not know what was the intention of writing Vedanta philosophy. That Vedanta philosophy explanation is Srimad Bhagavatam. That's actually did it. Vasang Brahma Sutra. This is that what Bhagavat it begins. With the first aphorism of Vedanta Sutra, Janmadasya Jataha, the author himself explained, because he knew under after the instruction of Narad Muni, he could understand that what fault I have done by writing this Vedanta Sutra, because that will be misinterpreted by the crow class man. Therefore, I must write my own commentary of the Vedanta Sutra so that Swan class man will enjoy it. That is the Swan Bhava. That means Jasasangi Namani. Aprahetu Jad Jani Namani Sadhava Mahanta Bhaktarishati Sennanti Sutarishati Grinanti Anadasu Sarvama Dayanti Kitta and Pi. So, indirectly, he hinted that you should compile one first-class literature which the Swan class men will hear, will chant, and enjoy. So far, what we have done, that is enjoyed by the crow class. But if do something, he should be enjoyed by the, then he will be satisfied. Otherwise, he will not be satisfied. That was his indirect thing. You are not satisfied by even after compiling Vedanta Sutra. That means, that indicates that these literatures will not be satisfactory for the Swan class of men, the Paramahansa. Paramahansa means the topmost transcendentalist. They will never. Actually, you will find that our Kirtananda Swami was in Vrindavan. There are many devotees. They are illiterate practically. They do not know what is Vedanta Sutra. But still, by their sincere devotional service, they are very much elevated. What to speak of others? Gokulasudas Balaji Maharaj. Gokulasudas Balaji Maharaj was illiterate. He could not sign even his name. But he was so spiritually elevated that my spiritual master was the topmost scholar of his time. He accepted him as spiritual master. What is the reason? The reason is that this transcendental science does not depend on academic qualifications. It is not that because one is very academically very qualified, he will become a devotee. No. The secret is that is given in the Vedic literature. Jasya asti bhakti bhagavat akinchana. No. Jasya devi para bhakti jatha devi tatha guru. Tasya ite kavita hatya prakashanti mahatana. The transcendental knowledge becomes revealed. To whom it becomes revealed? It becomes revealed to such person who has got unflinching love for Krishna and for the spiritual world. Chaitanya Chaitanya also said, Guru Krishna Kripa Paya Bhakti Lata. One can come to the spiritual professional stage or come to the spiritual platform by the mercy of Krishna and the spiritual. This is Vedic verse, Jasya Devi Parabhakti. One who has got unflinching faith, Devi means the Supreme Lord, Parabhakti, transcendental, devotional service to the Supreme Lord. Jatha Devi Tatha Guru. And as he has got unflinching faith in Krishna, similarly he has got unflinching faith to the spiritual master. The Saiti Kadita Dharta, all the Vedic literature and their purport and their meaning will be received. The Saiti Kadita Dharta Pratasante, it becomes revealed, Pratasante, Mahatma. So, that is the secret. So, not that erudite scholarship. One must be very much sincere. Then Krishna will give you the Krishna. He will be. Guru Krishna, first of all, if I am sincere, if I want to serve the Supreme Lord is within you. He will give you direction. All right. You do this, you do this. You just go to the man give you good counsel. He'll give you this. Therefore, first, mercy is of Krishna. And then, the spiritual master is considered as the mercy representation of Krishna. Helps us from within and without. From within, he is helping us as the super soul. And from without, he is helping us as the spiritual master. So, Krishna is ready to help us in all perfection and state if we are simply sincere. If we have got transcendental devotion and more, then everything will come. It does not depend on this linguistic this advancement or academic. Simply, we have to develop our transcendental love and devotional service to the Supreme Lord. And then, he will give me direction, he will give me right direction. Everything is all right. So, Narad Muni is advising that you do something which is accepted. Sinanti, Vayanti, Jinanti, Sadhava. Do something for the saintly person, transcendental. What you have done this? Because I said, for the crow-like person. Do something for the swan-like person. Rato bhate jnanam alam niranyam. Naiskarnam appachito bhavavajjidam. Nasu pati jnanam amalam yanyam kutaptuna sasad abhadra mishari nacharpitam karva jadappakaranam. So our problem is that we may not make any more cause for our next material birth. That is called akaranam. This means I have got this body. The cause is my previous activity, in my past life activity. Similarly, if I continue my materialistic way of life, then I am causing another material body. This is called karana. If I have got a dog's mentality, then I am causing myself to get a dog's body. So if we want to stop these causal activities, then, as it is stated, Javanna Priti Mai Vasudeva, unless you develop your love of Godhead, there is no other way to stop this cause and effect. The cause is this and the effect is this, cause is effect. The whole material world is going on cause and effect. People do not consider why there are so many 8,400,000 species alive. There must be something. Some of them foolishly think that once one gets this human form of life, he does not glide down. Is it not? He remains in the human form, you know. There are many instances, just like Bharat Maharaj, he got the body of a deer. There are so many instances. So, it is not a permanent settlement that once you have got this human form of body, we cannot glide down. We can glide down. Bhagavad Gita says, Janjangavati smaran loki tajatanti kalivara. At the time of death, the mental position will give you another body of the same type as you are mentally absorbed at that time. So, therefore we have to prepare. We have to prepare ourselves so that at the time of death we may anti Narayana Smriti. At the time of death we can once think of Krishna. Then our life is successful. It is saying in Bengali, bhajan kara, sadhan kara, mukti jaane. What is that? That whatever spiritual advancement you are doing, that's all right. The test will be at the time of your death. Examination. That is the point of examination. What is the mental state at that time? That is a difficult job. Therefore, you have to practice. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In this way, unconsciously or consciously, if we simply can remember Hare Krishna, then our life is successful. This is the most scientific method. Simply, if we can remember, it doesn't require how far you are educated, how far you are scholar. No. Ante Narayana Siddhi. Itavadjana Sakulam. Then. The Parikshit Maharaj was to die within 7 days. Therefore, he called for, Siddhi Goswami, out of his own effort, came because he knew Parikshit Maharaj was a great king and great devotee. He is from his childhood. It is described just like this child is playing with Jiti. Parikshit Maharaj used to play with Jitis. We had also the opportunity from our father to play with Jitis. So, these are great opportunities to get ideas and training. Really, this is the training, this association. Simply by associating with these members, this chanting, regularly chanting, dancing and taking prasad, he is being educated. Highly educated. Tanmanne oditam uttama. One who has learned about the devotional service, then he is to be understood highly educated. That is the recommendation by Prahlad Maharaj. But actually, we don't require any other education. This association will give anyone who will come, as a child or old man, that doesn't matter. He is highly educated. But because we are in this material world, that we have to get some education. That is secondary. Real education is this. This you are doing. Rising early in the morning, Mangala Arati, Sankirtan, and then this regulated process, this is real education. It does not require any academic education. It is simply practice. Tanmanne adhita uttama. That is Prahlad Maharaj's recommendation. So, Narad Muni is inducing his disciple, Vyasa, to write Srimad Bhagavatam, which will be heard, and Sinanti will be accepted, and Agnanti, Sinanti, Gayanti, and Shanti. So those who are actually in the translation, they accept Srimad Bhagavatam Avanam Puranam Jasmin Paramahamsa Giyate. Paramahamsa Sanghita. This is Paramahamsa Sanghita. This Srimad Bhagavatam is meant for the topmost transcendentalists. It is not for ordinary, not for the impersonalists or for the yogis. It is topmost transcendentalist means devotees. Because Krishna says, who is transcendentalist? Who wants to know God? He is transcendentalist, not ordinary person. Then who is topmost transcendentalist? The devotees. Why? Why not the yogis and the jnanis, impersonalists and the meditators about why they are not? Because Krishna says that bhakta-māma-vijāna-ti-jāvāna-jasyāna-tattata only through devotional service one can understand. So transcendental life means to understand the absolute truth. The absolute truth can be understood perfectly only through devotional service. There is no other. In every scripture, Vedic scripture, this is an all. Srimad Bhagavatam was the same thing conferred. Even prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yoga. When by discharging devotional service one will be prasanna manaso, very jolly mood, always jolly. Bhagavat tattva vijnanam bhakta sanga sujaya. Unless one is free from material anxiety, unless one is not spiritually joyful, he cannot understand what is the science of Krishna. It is not possible. So, therefore, we have to cultivate this devotional service, and then our ultimate goal of life, to understand the absolute truth, our relationship with Him, that will be perfectly done. Thank you.